This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. We're often taught that practice makes perfect. Have you heard that saying? And if you don't succeed at first, then just keep on trying. Try and try again. Practice makes perfect. But in reality, it's often hard to persevere when those circumstances seem so bad that we think we'll just never get through. And it could be one of many things that happen in life. And now sometimes there's a task or a path that we've taken in life, it just seems too hard. We've tried and tried and we can't succeed. And maybe you've got to a point where you've tried to do something and you think, well, it's just impossible. I'm never going to be able to master this. It might be something as simple as learning to play the piano, just something that you just can't do. And so as a result, we just give up. And giving up on something, it certainly can be a relief. We no longer have to put all those efforts into something that's not bearing fruit or something that's causing us complete frustration. But did you know that giving up also brings about feelings of guilt and it can lower our self-esteem? I once knew a man. He was very good at his job. He'd been doing it actually for years. And his colleagues often came to him to ask for advice, which he was very happy to give. But suddenly one day the tables turned. There was a new computer system that was introduced to where he worked. And all of a sudden he went from knowing his job back to front to needing help with almost every single task with the new system. He felt frustrated, he felt demoralized, and it seemed to him that the more he tried to work out this new computer system, the more mistakes he made. He'd gone from loving his work to actually hating this job, all in the space of 1 week. So in the end, he just felt like giving up. Now, we've probably all found ourselves in similar situations at one time or another like that. And there's situations where we've had to choose, and we've had to choose between two things. We either persevere with this or we give up. And so we think, well, what are we going to do? Well, I want to suggest this morning that the Bible has some answers here, because here's a wonderful verse from James 1, verse 12, from the Epistle of James. It says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." I think it's a great verse, a great statement of encouragement. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. The Bible tells us many stories. For example, there's a story of Job. And if you read it, you'll see here the story of how Satan believed that if a man was greatly afflicted, if he was suffering, that he'd give up his faith on God. He'd get so demoralized. And so God allowed Satan to torment Job as a test. And as you read the story, Job suffered quite a lot. He lost all his material possessions, his wife gave up on him, and Job became sick with all sorts of illnesses and suffered excruciating pain. And he couldn't understand why these things were happening to him, and he was a good man, yet all these bad things. And yet, what I want to say about Job is that he stuck with it. He never once gave up on God. He persevered in those circumstances, I think, that would have caused many others to give up. So next time you're faced with a trial or something appears too hard in your life or you think you just want to give up, I wonder if you would think about Job. And I think most trials we face don't seem so bad with what, say, Job went through. He didn't know why these bad things were happening. And we might say, if we're working, for example, why can't I get the hang of this system, this new computer system or accounting system? Why aren't I good at public speaking? Or why is this happening? And I think it's good to know that God will never let us go through a trial that's too hard for us to handle. And the Bible says, don't be anxious about anything, but everything present everything with your request to God, and then the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds. So don't give up on those things when you need to just keep going. Jesus had to persevere, and we know that Jesus won through. Well, Lord, we pray today for peace, peace in our own heart, peace with you. Lord, there are many things that go wrong, things that overwhelm us, Lord, and we need to persevere and keep going. And I pray that you'll control our thinking and our actions so that we know, Lord, that with your perfect peace within us, within our own heart and soul, we can trust this day to you. And this is a prayer I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.